Welcome to Right or Wrong, where you, the listeners, become the writers. Today's episode is chapter 2 of 3. Now over to your host, Patrick Emile.
Welcome to the show, brave listeners. This is the Right or Wrong podcast. I am your host, Patrick Emile, and you are in the writer's room. Hopefully you've had a chance to listen to the previous installment as well as its commentary counterpart. If not, I highly recommend you do so. Now sit back and buckle up for The Disappearance of Lottie Carmichael, Chapter 2.
I'm sorry. I didn't. He said it was okay. He said, I can't believe this. I'll go. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
You should be. You should be sorry. But not for me, girl. For yourself.
I know.
Now you know. You didn't know when you showed up here, did you?
I just...
Look, sweetheart, you're learning a lesson. You're young. The devil knows I made similar mistakes in my youth, but he will destroy you. You are neither the first nor the last, and he will spit out your bones when he's bored of you like he has all the rest. I hate him for it. He's a great man and a selfish bastard of a husband.
I don't know what to say.
Yes, you do. You'll take your coat and you'll cover yourself up and you'll say goodbye and then you'll get the hell out of my house.
I'm so sorry. Goodbye.
I-22.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Will I never win? Trip, it must be rigged. What does a girl have to do to get a bingo around here?
Oh, your time is coming, Miss Benice. I can feel it.
Well, not tonight, it seems. Put all these on my tab, won't you, Trip? I'll settle up with you this weekend. I must head home before I become overserved.
You got it.
Miss Hill, before you go, that was the last time you spoke to her? To Lottie?
The last and only time. Of course I feel terrible now, the poor thing. I never thought she'd end up dead.
Well, technically she's just missing.
Of course, darling. But it has been some time. When you get to be my age, you realize that hope does not spring eternal.
And you feel that your husband, Dr. Koenig...
Ex-husband
may have been involved after all? To my knowledge, the Bureau cleared him of suspicion.
Yes, because of that ridiculous stunt at the clock tower. But of course, it was all an illusion.
Can you explain one more time, for the record?
It was all done with projectors. Some sort of technical smokescreen using pre-recorded movements and such. He's 62 years old. How anyone could believe he'd stand up there moving clock hands for 24 hours, I swear. But anyway, once the girl vanished, I'd had enough. I gave him 26 years, most of which I wish I could have back. Once the divorce became finalized, I thought to hell with the NDAs. And then you reached out, and the opportunity to spoil his mystique became too rich to deny myself.
And you know for a fact he wasn't up there in Old Genie around 6 p.m. on June 3rd?
Not unless he can be two places at once. He was in our flat downtown. I'd kicked him out of the house, like I typically did. He called me from the apartment, apologizing about the girl. Like I hadn't heard it all before. He wanted to meet. He said his assistant had everything under control with the projections.
His assistant?
Oh, yes. That strange puppy of a boy. Peter something or other.
McClung? Peter McClung?
That's it. Yes, I believe so.
Holy shit. Val.
Wait. So did Peter know of Selmer's whereabouts?
I would assume so. But truly, that's the extent of what I know. For what it's worth, I never saw Selmer as capable of violence. Now, I cannot be sure. But I must move on from all of it. Really, ladies, I must be going.
Well, we really appreciate your time, Bernice.
It was my pleasure. And such unexpectedly pleasant company on the eyes. Portia, wasn't it? Come give us a kiss, beautiful.
Bernice.
Oh, my. Apologies, dear. I didn't intend to get so handsy so quickly.
Oh, not a problem.
Cheeky little thing, aren't you?
Is that real fur?
As opposed to what? Tacky?
It feels amazing.
Portia's a vegan, actually.
Oh, Well, whatever do you eat, darling?
As a matter of fact, I...
Miss Hill, are you okay to drive? We're happy to give you a ride or call you a car for your trouble and the drinks.
Oh, stop. I'll have none of that. I'm fine. In the world of professional drinking, I'm quite the veteran. I simply had a misstep. Good evening to both of you. Especially you.
Oh, so nice to meet you, Bernice.
Yes, thank you so much for everything.
Careful out there, girls. Griverton isn't what it used to be, it would seem. There are enemies. Enemies everywhere.
Oh, 13.
The disappearance of Lottie Carmichael. Written by Patrick Emile.
All right, grave listeners. So that was a partial account from our recent conversation with Miss Bernice Hill, former spouse to Lottie's mentor, Dr. Selmer Koenig. Peeporsch, thoughts?
Wow. So many thoughts, really.
Same.
I was very impressed with her candor, and she was very clear that Koenig might be of more interest than initially thought. Man, I just wish I could say more.
Yeah, I know. So, listeners, we fully intend to air that conversation in its entirety. However...
Big however.
However, we did become privy to some information that we feel it best not to divulge at this point.
Sorry to tease, diehards.
We are very sorry. But in the interest of not jeopardizing the investigation, we have to hold off for now. Our hope is to gather a bit more info before we bring these things to light.
Talking to you, Griverton Investigation Bureau.
For real.
Can you call a bitch? Oops, sorry. One more time. Talking to you, GIB. Can you call a girl?
Yes, please. Special Agent Duritz, if you're listening, check your email. It's your best pal, Val.
Wait. Can you kill it for a sec?
Yarp.
So what the hell is the deal with Duritz?
Dude, I don't know. He has my number, and he's acknowledged a text before, but no response when I hit him up the other day. Maybe Bernice went to him, too?
It really didn't seem that way the other night. I sort of got the impression that she was over it, and talking to us was just like a last fuck you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, well, I guess.
Yep. All right. Into the canard segment?
Or the benefactual thing?
Oh, right. Thanks, P. Okay, here we go. Diehards, while we might be temporarily withholding some info, that isn't to say that we don't have other exciting developments. For one, we'd like to give a big shout out to our newest Benny Babe. Peeporsch, would you do the honors?
Oh, it would be my pleasure. With an extraordinarily generous donation of $500.
500 clams, y'all!
500 smackaroonies. We'd like to shower with gratitude at user 175M3.
Thank you so much, user 175M3.
What a contribution!
Amazing, really. They had this to say. While it would be a thrill to get a shout out on air, I really just want to say that I'm a big fan and I hope this helps in your efforts to shine a bright light on Lottie's killer.
User 175M3, whoever you are, here's the biggest hug and shout out.
Thank you. Grave listeners, I would like to point out, though, that Lottie is technically missing and not officially presumed dead at this point. The best outcome for everyone would be to locate her and bring her to safety.
No doubt, Val. And Lottie, if for some reason you are aware of us here at Griv or Die, you can always reach out.
Yes. And that goes for anyone who might have information and are uncomfortable speaking to the authorities.
Yep. No judgment.
Definitely not. Hit us up through the site or Benefactual.
Or on any social media at Griv or Die Pod.
Okay, friends. That brings us to the second of our new developments. Portia and I decided that, after our sit-down with Bernice Hill, it might be a good idea to go out into the field once more.
Specifically to walk the route of Lottie's last known activity.
Yes. And while we did that, we decided to pop into Kennard's, the art shop that luckily had the outward-facing camera.
Luckily in quotes.
Yeah, I guess you're right. If anything, that video only brings up more questions.
But at least it's definitive in the sense that we know exactly where she was before vanishing.
Truth. Anyway, we went in and Morris Kennard happened to be there and very graciously allowed us to record our conversation with him. So here is some of that. As always, you can find archived audio, video, photographs, case files, etc. on our website.
I've never actually been in here.
Me either. You know, it's been here for like 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, I read up on it last night.
I did not. I'm the worst.
No, it's all good.
Excuse me? Do you work here?
Nah, sorry.
Gotcha. I saw the coat or smock or...
It's a French chore jacket. It's dope, right?
I love it.
Oh, word?
Yeah, is it vintage?
Nah. Just like, you know, dirty or whatever. I'm a ceramics major. I rent one of the studios in the back.
Very cool.
You want to come check it out? We could kick it back there. It's pretty chill.
Oh, no, sweetie. I just like your coat. That's all.
Oh, shit. My bad. I just thought
you
like...
You thought wrong, but that's okay. Chin up, my friend.
Oh, word.
So if you rent studio space here, you must know the owner or manager?
Same guy. His name is Morris. Old dude over there.
Ponytail?
Yeah.
Thanks, store coat.
Yo, take it easy.
Excuse me? Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Valerie St. James, and this is Portia Nix.
Hi, Portia.
Hello, Valerie St. James and Portia Nix. What can I do for you?
Well, we're from the Griv or Die podcast.
The what now?
Griv or Die. It's a local podcast.
Oh, a podcast. I thought you said body rash. I was about to say, you got the wrong place. Drugs a lot to the other side of campus. Get yourself some ditch itch.
Yeah, we're a local podcast, true crime, sometimes investigative stuff.
Oh, you must be here about the Carmichael girl.
Lottie Carmichael, that's right. Do you have a moment to chat? We are completely independent. Actually, Portia, do you have a card?
I do. Here is that.
Griv or Die. Hey, I like that. That's very good. Well... Sure, I'm happy to talk to you. I did already speak with a slew of detectives and lawyers and such, but hey, I'm here to help.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kennard. Do you mind if I set up this recorder? We can send you any audio we might use in advance for your approval.
No, I don't see why not, but it is just the microphone, isn't it? Don't put me on camera now. I might kill your ratings.
Just audio. Cross our hearts.
This is a conversation with Morris Kennard of Kennard's store on 12th Street. Mr. Kennard, just for context, can you give us a quick who you are and what you do?
Sure, I will. My name is Morris Kennard Jr., and I am the owner of Kennard's here at 6262 12th Street in Griverton. I am the second generation operator of the shop, having taken over for my mother. May she rest in peace. About 20 years ago now, I suppose. I cater mostly to the art student community here at the college. Materials, tools, you name it, even some textbooks.
And do you have any other employees? Anyone who might have also been here the evening of the incident with Lottie Carmichael?
That I do not. In the past, I've had help from time to time, but the problem with students is that they're always finding themselves. And then I'd find myself training up someone new. I've been a one-man band now for the past several years.
I see. We met someone coming in that says he rents out studio space. Can you tell us more about that? Are there many people coming and going?
Not so many as you might think. and certainly not without my knowledge. The studios, we've got a dark room, a wood shop, space and equipment for ceramicists, printmakers, etc. All are in the back there. The store itself closes at 5, and the studios then become key card entry only from the back of the building.
So no one was around up here in the front at 6 p.m. June 3rd? Or maybe you were?
In fact, I was.
Oh, really?
Indeed. I'm usually here till about 6:30, counting the drawer and what have you. Hard to forget that night. That transformer damn near gave me a heart attack.
I'm sure. Did you go outside or happen to see Lottie? I know the GIB and whoever else has probably asked you all these questions. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. I did go outside, but what you see on the tape is pretty much what I saw, too. Mineral oil all about the sidewalk there from the explosion. Burning smell. No sign of the girl, I'm afraid. It's a terrible thing.
Yes, it is.
I tell you, I'd give anything to find her. If only so I didn't have to look at that monstrosity of a sculpture every time I look out my windows there. They call me a traditionalist, but I think you could have honored her in a more appropriate way. Maybe something, you know, maybe figurative.
Interesting. What do you think about that, Portia?
Mr. Kennard, did you know Lottie Carmichael? It just occurred to me that she might have been a customer of yours, given that she's an art student as well.
I did seem to recognize her after looking at pictures and such with the police, but no, she was not a regular in here. As I understand it, she was studying new media, and I service more classical forms here. I wouldn't even know what to put in a new media section. Computers? Concepts? Body fluids?
What do you think, Porsche? Anything else?
I think that's about it.
Well, Mr. Kennard, I think we've taken up enough of your time. Thank you for speaking with us, really.
Yes, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Ladies, my pleasure, and good luck in your investigation. I hope they find her.
We do too. There it is, folks, our talk with Morris Kennard. Thank you again, Morris, if you're listening.
Hope that cough clears up.
So, on the surface, it would seem that we didn't learn a whole lot more about the events in question. But...
the studios, right? Am I right?
What's the deal with those studios?
I knew it.
Diehards, I'm not trying to sensationalize or make something out of nothing here, but it does seem of note to me that there are, like, secure, secret access spaces right there.
Yeah, just right there across the street.
Now, it's in the back of Kennard's, so to be clear, not directly across from where Lottie disappeared.
No, but still.
Right, but still. It's possible that she knew, or knows, rather, someone who has access to those spaces.
Like French chore coat boy?
Well, maybe not him. Y'all, just an aside, P. Porsche made a friend while we were out there in the field.
Oh, he was cute. Leave him alone. Just barking up the wrong tree.
Much more senior tree.
Oh my gods, how dare you?
I dare.
I'm wounded.
Hi, wounded. I'm Val.
Wow. See, listeners, this is why I make the friends on the excursions. There's your evidence right there.
Anyway, I do wonder if that quasi-secluded studio space is on the radar of any detectives.
I hope so. Although it doesn't necessarily explain away the video, she does just vanish.
I know. It's almost like...
oh, hell!
What is it?
Motherfucker!
Dude, what's going on?
It's me!
What's you? You're freaking me out.
No, it's... me.
What's you?
Did you ever do that stupid number code thing as a kid in school? Like, when you were passing notes or whatever?
I don't think so.
Like, one is I, eight is B.
Yes, I think I remember that.
User 175M3. Look! The one is an I, seven is T, five is S, M is M, three for E, it's me.
What the fuck?
Right?
You don't think...
you're damn right, I think.
It's just a coincidence.
No, girl, no. Come on.
Okay, but that doesn't mean it's some confession or something.
No, no. It could just be someone trying to be clever or whatever. Or...
shit, I have goosebumps.
Me too! Like, what is that?
I don't know. I just figured they were, you know, using some generated name to protect their... anonymous...
anonymous...
anonymity. Anonymity.
Oh, thank you.
I thought I turned this stupid thing off.
Anonymity.
Holy goddamn shit.
What? What is it now?
This is unbelievable.
Dude, not again.
Look at this. My friend Tasia sent it. It's all over Spreadit.
Fucking hell. That's right, you motherfucker.
No.
Yeah.
You know, you son
Wait,
of a
go back.
That's right, you motherfucker. Bingo, you son of a bitch bastard, bingo.
Lady, are you okay?
You want to take my best years?
Ma'am?
Well, I'm taking them back, you coward. Bingo!
Ma'am, please sit down here. We need
Don't
to-
you call me ma'am. Hey, come here. Give us a kiss.
Darlene, that was the scene behind me just an hour ago. I'm currently at the corner of 12th Street and Mixon, and as you can see here over my shoulder, the newly installed blood sculpture by Selmer Koenig has been destroyed. But not by just anyone. That twisted car belongs to Koenig's now ex-wife, the noted developer and socialite Bernice Hill. What's more is that police discovered bones scattered about the scene. And not just any bones, Darlene. Human bones. Preliminary analysis seems to suggest that the bones were being housed inside of Koenig's sculpture, although that's yet to be corroborated by authorities. Special Agent Duritz, Moose Proof Rock, FBT News. Can you tell us anything about the bones? Are they female?
All right, keep it moving.
Do you think this has anything to do with Lottie Carmichael?
I have no comment. Come on, man, this is an active crime scene. Someone get him out of here.
Let's go, move along.
As you can see, Darlene, answers to these specific questions might have to wait. But again, human bones have been found inside Selmer Koenig's Violence of Time 2, the recently erected sculpture now destroyed by ex-wife Bernice Hill. At 12th and Mixon, the last known location of Lottie Carmichael. This is Moose Proof Rock, FBT News.
Lauren Floyd as Valerie St. James, Amber Rossi Strasser as Portia Nix, with Evan Michael Woods as Dabney Duritz, Lindsay Hall as Lottie Carmichael, Giovanni Camagno as Moose Proofrock and EMT, Bradford Riley as Morris Kennard, Courtney Diamond as Bernice Hill, and Cody Dry as Trip and Cop.
There you have it, friends, The Disappearance of Lottie Carmichael, Chapter 2. We so hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. And now for this week's voting prompt. Things are intensifying in Griverton for Valerie and Portia in their attempts to connect the dots, so I ask you, listeners, do I reveal Lottie's whereabouts in the conclusion, or is she never heard from again? By that I mean, is Lottie Carmichael dead? Yes or no, right or wrong? Let us know by voting on our website, rightorwrongpodcast.com, or hitting us up in the comments. That's it for now, brave listeners. Give us a follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, anywhere you see us. And make sure to check us out on Patreon. Yeah, check out our Patreon. We got a lot of cool things going on there as well. And with that, I will leave it to Marlo to take us out. We will see you next week for the commentary for this episode, and the week after that for the thrilling conclusion of The Disappearance of Lottie Carmichael. Peace, y'all.
Right or Wrong is created by Patrick Emile and Marlo Myslevich. This episode's story was written by Patrick Emile, with music and sound design by Kickserve. Cast your vote on our website at rightorwrongpodcast.com, and be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Right or Wrong Podcast. If you like what you're listening to, hit the subscribe button. Write us a review, and be sure to tell your friends to share the stories. Until next week, keep writing.